Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Guys, thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Got a lot we're going to talk about, and there's some things that I don't know if I want to talk about today, but we are going to continue our conversation that we had yesterday on yesterday's show when we talked about what needs to change with the mindset in the Black community. And I know a lot of you probably didn't like some of the things that we said yesterday, but some of these things need to be discussed, and we need to look at how we messed up, and I say we with nothing but love, and how we have messed up in the past and what we're going to do to rectify those mess ups that we have put in our community. Number 515-602-9. I am going to play my son's song, and I got to get out of just seeing my he's an artist now. His name The Gift, and I, you know, forgive him, and I want to play his first piece that was released last Wednesday, that is, of his mini song that I was going to go on his dream set, which I think is going to be out of this world, and I'll just to give you a piece of his flavor, we're going to talk about that, and we're going talk about a little bit more of on in our community, and I can't wait for you to get a piece of what he's doing. Number to call, 515-602-9653, and I want you guys to definitely, and I mean definitely, live today, Jay.
Trying. Ooh, give me chills. And no stopping, nothing. What's the use in trying?
Your
you make me feel.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the number called 515-602-9653. That number again is 515-602-9653. I want to tell you guys real quick to go and check out the new J Radio Show podcast. You can go get on Amazon or Audible, that is. You can ask Alexa to find the all new J Radio Show podcast, and she'll find it and listen to it. To it there. You can listen to it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify, Blog Talk, Breaker, and iHeartRadio. And make sure that all you need to like. That's all I want is a like. Just for you to share it. Continue to listen and share the podcast because it's going to be great, great episode. Okay. Also, go and check out Top Talk site on Facebook. There's a page, Top Talk, and it has some of the older shows on it, has the newer shows. Also, you can go to the radio show page on Facebook, and it has the show page. It has content from the J Radio Show, all the stuff that you need to keep up with what's going on with Live in the J Radio and Shop Talk, because we have a lot of things going on. Y'all better keep somebody talking about me. So whoever's talking about me, call in the show, and we can talk on the show. But y'all going to quit talking about me, have my ear itching. I know my ear's not dirty. It's itching. But anyhow, number to call, again, is 515-602-9653. Yesterday, we talked about how we as a community live for the moment, how we do things for the moment that we need to change up a little. We tend to celebrate certain occasions, and we're like the perfect person or the perfect entity on that day. But when that day is gone, we go back to the old routine that has gotten us very stagnant in our communities. Those are the things that we got to change. We got to change how we approach each other. We got to change how we're going to approach change, that is, with that. We got to start implementing that change. And when the people that have been there before us, Generation X, or whatever you want to call it, we start doing a better job of leading the way. We got to lead the way a little better than we have been leading the way. And I'm telling you, we have to do it, and we have to do it with urgency, and we have to have a foolproof benefit, a foolproof blueprint, that is, it's a benefit, but there's benefit to having that blueprint. And we have to be able to a blueprint to be able to do the successful things that we want them to do. All I'm saying. Now, if there's some people out there that's getting mad over there, I'm sorry. Mad. But if we are success stories and we're doing things that we need to do to help build our community, then we need to do those things. Speaking of building, I told you guys that my son has he has dabbled into this being a musician, and I can't tell you how proud I am of him. I can't tell you how proud I am of both my sons. You guys have a chance to meet both of them on the same show, if not next week. And I can't wait for you guys to be able to hear their vision for what they want to do in life. Very interesting, contrasting vision. And they are making things happen. So I'm really proud of them. But my son, who the guitarist. He goes by the name The Gift. And he had released his first single. And it's really, people are really like, and I'm really appreciative of the love that he's getting, especially from my family, friends. You know, friends could be doing a little bit, but it's okay. But I'm that is receiving, because he deserves every bit of it. And then, but I'm going to quit running my mouth, and I'm going to play his first single off of his new volume. The name, title of his volume, because they're still in the lab working on it. You might hear a little bit, because he's in the next room for me. You might hear a little bit, dot, but you might hear him doing a little bit. But here is his song, Blues, and it's from the artist that we will get to know as. Man, I told y'all, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to do that again. He did not see, I can promise you, I cannot play anywhere close to that. But we know God has his, and I can't wait for you to get to meet him so you can see how articulate he really is. What he wants to do is work as a to music. It's something that I've never seen in a 16-year-old. So I really hope that you support him. I really hope that you support him, the ones that are or have already started supporting him. And all we need for you to do is listen, share. That's all we need for you to do. I'm not asking you to buy anything. Just listen. Get him the listens that he need to have to make sure that he is turning heads. I'm excited. And think that when I get to telling you what happened with this artist, with him, you're going to see him live. And I do have some dates to give you guys. He's got events coming up really soon. And I'm not going to give it to you today, but this week I will give you the date that he is going to be performing. And it's going to be a great show. We got a lot of things planned. We got a lot of things lined up. We worked really hard for it, and I can't wait for you guys to be able to sit in front of him and listen to him play. Absolutely amazing. You are a B.B. King fan, and you did not correlate B.B. King with this, then you don't really know music. And if you think that what he played was easy, you don't know music. But that's the beginning. That's just a little bit of the level that he possessed. And his producer, Drele, let me say, they are going to be a 1-2 knockout, because the producer is absolutely amazing and his talent and just everything that he brings to the so you're two names a lot. You're getting ready to be entertained by those two names. And we're going to talk to both of them. As I said before, we're going to talk to my other son, who is a gamer, who is making some serious moves in the gaming world. You're going to hear from them. You're going to see why I am the way I am with my my two seeds. So, number to call is 515. Yesterday we talked a little bit about, and I played a Steve Harvey clip, and I have one for you today. It means a lot, and I really need for you to understand where he's coming from when he's talking about the things he's talking about in this, this clip. Very, very inspirational, and I like it. And I think that it's going to give you a little bit more, a little ump in what you're trying to get done, life, community, and even if you're not on anything in your community, it's going to give you that extra push to start something in your community. Sometimes I can't get on politicians and local leaders or people. Sometimes we have to take it in our own hands and start making sure that we get put in place in our community so young people be successful. Because 515-605-653, you guys are definitely, and I mean definitely.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie, I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm five steps ahead of you. All you see is my residue.
I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk. And they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mile again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get them and do my thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama saw me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off is just the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to ballin' out of control. To skeetin' with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. Four biological children plus one and one possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't tryna flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check enterprise.
All right,
all right, I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Huh. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama told me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, Cancun, spring break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops, someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me, I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
And now it's another episode of our occasional feature, Science Fact or Science Fiction. From time to time, we'll present a commonly held idea or a popular saying, and we'll ask a Canadian scientist to set us straight on whether we should believe it or not. And today's popular belief is, coffee can ease the symptoms of asthma. To help us settle the matter, we've contacted Dr. Paul O'Byrne, chair of the Department of Medicine at McMaster University in Hamilton, and a specialist in respiratory health. So, Dr. O'Byrne, coffee can ease the symptoms of asthma. Science fact or science fiction?
This is a fact, Bob.
Really? How does it work?
Well, caffeine is a chemical that's a member of a class of chemicals called xanthines that have been known as a group to improve asthma symptoms for more than 100 years. This was originally identified by some physicians who themselves had asthma in the 19th century and who noticed that when they drank a lot of coffee, their symptoms improved. And partly as a result of that, these chemicals were later developed into a drug for asthma, a type of drug called theophyllins, that have been used now for many years to treat asthma, although much less now than previously.
Well, how do they actually work to treat the asthma?
Xanthines, and caffeine is one of those, works by relaxing the constricted muscle that's in asthmatic airways, and it's that constricted muscle that narrows the airways, and the narrowing of the airways results in the symptoms that classically asthmatics would get of tightness in the chest, wheezing, heaviness with their breathing, and cough.
So it opens up the airwaves, in other words.
Exactly.
Is this similar to what's in the puffers that people have?
No, that's a different class. The effect is the same, Bob, but it's a different class of medication. So the puffers contain medications called beta agonists, and they act on beta receptors that sit on the muscle. And when those receptors are stimulated, it causes the muscle to relax. So the effect is the same, but the puffers are much more potent. So you need much smaller amount of the chemical to get the effect. And because we're delivering them topically right into the lung, they are much less likely to cause side effects.
When you drink the coffee, is the effect on the asthma immediate, or do you have to wait a while?
It takes somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes for the effect to occur.
Which isn't too helpful if you're having an asthmatic
attack. Exactly
right.
And the puffers will work within a minute. So that's one of the reasons even theophylline, that class of drug, has essentially gone out of practice now because we have such rapid onset and such effective inhaled medications.
How long does the effect from drinking coffee last?
It doesn't last very long. Most of the studies that have evaluated this would suggest it's an effect that would last 2 or 3 hours after the coffee. But there are some caveats with thinking about using this to treat asthma. One of them is that you need a lot of coffee to get the effect. Probably something like 3 or 4 cups of strong coffee to get any appreciable benefit.
Wow.
And if you were to do that, and they would need to be ingested over quite a short period of time, if you were to do that, most of us would get a lot of side effects. And so that's why we wouldn't recommend this very commonly, at least as a treatment.
Oh, I see. The effects from the coffee would be worse than the benefits you get from the
asthma. Precisely. And we now have much better ways of doing the same thing, so it wouldn't be routinely used.
Ah, but nonetheless, drinking the coffee does have an effect on asthma.
Yes, it does.
Dr. O'Byrne, thank you very much.
It's been a great pleasure.
Dr. Paul O'Byrne is...
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Back to the show. Number to call 602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Real quick, guys, let me thank a lot of you guys for Gastonia, first and foremost. Let me thank you for supporting the show and continuing to support the show. I like I said, I do this show for you. Little Rock, Arkansas, Philly, Chicago, New York, Tallahassee, Florida, that is, and Houston, Bakersfield, California. Of course, you guys show me the most love. I really appreciate it. Tacoma, Washington, Colorado, continue to support the show. I love you guys for the support that I get. There are emails that I receive and do get those emails, and I do try to read emails, so I really truly appreciate it. And also, let me tell you guys, if you're really needing to go and look around for some life coaching, I really need for you to go to abundantlydeveloped.com, check out the life coaching, check out my page, book a session with me. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you that you will get everything that you and you'll keep coming back. So please go on abundantlydeveloped.com and check out some of the things that the life coaches like myself and some of the other life coaches have to offer, all right? I try to give you guys a little bit of what I get from people. And when I hear a message, I like to share it on the show. And I like for it to be really, really conveyed on the show. I like to give you something to think about, you know? So let me say this motivational speech from, again, none other than Steve Harvey. Dude has come to this dude through this dude all the time. And if you don't know that by now, then I think a rock or you've been on Mars for the last 10 years. But let me play this clip with this, because I want you to get a good sense of what he is saying. So here's the quote, SteveHarvey.com on YouTube, Steve Harvey Show.
I was homeless. I was fishing all the time. I wasn't fishing clear. I drive to a rest area because I kept charcoal in the truck. And when I got to the wheels on the rest area, I'd take my charcoal and fry my fish. But I was always fishing somewhere illegally. Because I ain't own no nothing. And I kept a string of bass, 6-7 on there. Hey, what are you doing over here? Get away, get out of here. I pulled my string up. Hey, this don't belong to you. Let them fish go. I got to take all them off the hook and throw it back. He didn't know, man, that I'm but I can't break the law, so I got to go about this. So first thing I said, told God, I'm going to buy land. Just want to that where can't nobody run me off. I just want something to stand on. This here piece belongs to me. So this how I was reading something one day, and I said, how much land is on earth? So I looked it up. It's a little over 36 billion acres of land on earth. At the time, it was between 5 and 6 billion people on earth, over 8 billion now. So I did a little hood math. I said to myself, if it's 36 billion acres of land and 6 billion people, just to me, everybody ought to have the scripture my mom used to tell me about that. She said, you have because you have. So guess what I started asking for? 6 acres of land. Just wanted 6. So that's when I got my first piece of land. I did a check. $115. So first thing I did, I found land. I found a piece of land that was perfect. I had a fishing lake at the end of it because I love fish. I said, man, this is something right here. Let me talk about it. I was with a real estate agent. I said, how much is this? He says, $200,000. I said, forward there. So I got $115,000. I don't think he's going to be good for that. But I'll make a call. So he called the guy. I said, he would take $150,000 now, and I could pay the rest later. And before I did it, I said, hey, man, let me ask you something. How much land is that? He said, oh, that's $60,000. It was 6 acres. I got to sign it up. The real estate agent said, before you sign that, I want you to talk about it. I want to show you something. So he took me over to this dude's house. I met him. He came inside. He's a hill. He's just country. You know, I was a little nervous being here, but don't really, well, really work that good together. His name is Jerry Campbell. Turned out to be the nicest man I ever met, this judge for man. He talked to me, he said, oh, shit, son. And I go over there, and I couldn't believe it, man. It had low fields on it. It had 4 lakes on it, fishing pond. I said, man, look at this right here. How many acres is this, man? He said, 15 acres. I said, let me get for it, nothing like that. He said, well, no, I'm in a tie right now. How much? I said, well, I'll get another piece of land. I got 115 I'm going to pay now. And if you give me a year to pay out the rest of it, I could buy from you like that. He said, tomorrow morning, $115,000 check, I'm going to give you this money. So I got 16 acres of land the next day. I said, said, wow, that's what you have not, ask not. I asked for six. As soon as I was going by the house, he put some grace on. Next thing you know, I got 15 for the same money. I got to say, got a couple partners in the that's locked up. They not getting out of prison. So, my God, could I have a six? They getting out. They got six coming. Hey Lord, had a six. So you know what he did? Some land opened up next to 4 acres. So I went to Cleveland, hanging out one day. My boys was on the corner. I can't hang out on corner no more. I'm trying to career started. Oh, you didn't change, man. This one. So now you didn't got this money. You didn't forgot what I said. Okay, Lord, can I have that six? So yeah, I see what's happening right there. They ain't finna go nowhere. So I kept asking for everybody. I wanted to six. I asked for a six. I ended up owning almost 300 acres of land in Denton County, Texas. But I just kept on, man. Just kept on with it. I just kept the faith. I kept believing. I kept asking. Whoa. God got great things for you, man. But you're going to have to ask for it. And when you ask for it, after you believe it, I'll put your work in it. Now, if you don't want to do the work to be successful, that man with his success, if you knew how hard he worked, if you knew the hours he put in, the hours of day put in. If you knew what it really took, it's days, man, where you go, whoa, what is this I'm trying to do? But, see, what you want is up to you. How you get there, that's up to God. See, the problem, you gotta try to do something like this. The how-to, none of your business. Don't tell you to figure nothing out. It's a ask, believe, and receive. I see you keep going down these stretches. They keep telling you this, but you ain't. I'm asking you to listen. You can turn your life around if you change your attitude. Change your attitude. Stop sitting in here with a life of mediocrity. That ain't what God created you for. Now, you might not want this life. You might not want what it takes to get here. If you want this life, it works. You got to put it in. You got to stay prayerful. You got to never give up. You got to talk to God every day. Now, if that ain't what you want to do, good luck. You keep what you've been doing, you keep getting what you've been doing. Now, I would try something else if I was y'all. I appreciate y'all coming. Thank you.
What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you each and every time that God opens his mouth, it is nothing but God through him. And that message was for everybody. Definitely for me. It's time to do some things differently. It's time to think differently. It's time to work differently. It's time to pray differently. It's time to really get here and do the work if we want things that we want, if we want the kind of life that we say we want to have. So that and make sure that I have implanted it in my thinking process. I already talk to God every day. Maybe I haven't been asking the right things. Maybe you haven't been asking the right things. But we're going to have to collectively. We're going to have to start doing what we need to make sure we get the outcomes that we want. And if that means we need to leave it and watch it, that's what needs to happen. And that's what needs to happen in our community. We need to watch. Communities to be what we want them to be. Leave it and watch it grow. And know that it's going to grow. We have to stand on that. Look, I take time now to thank each and every one of you guys. I appreciate one of you for continuing to support the show. I love you guys. I do this. I told you I wanted to give you the platform that I know some of you have it on this show. Make sure that you check everything I tell you about on the show, the Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show, make sure that you check out other than the gifts, music, go listen to it, Spotify, iTunes, and other apps that it's on. Make sure that you listen to this song and continue to support this young and upcoming musician, because he's going to be something special, and you guys do not want to miss out on being able to say, I heard this guy, but he did not have anything. I promise you, you're going to be saying a different tune come next year. I promise you. All right, so as I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God, because he gives it to me and every day. You guys have been definitely with the day with Jay. I will see you on tomorrow's show. Good one. And make sure that you tell somebody you don't talk to much often that you love them, all right?